Welcome to Words to Live By, a podcast series hosted by the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute. Each week, we will share some of the wit and wisdom of Ronald Reagan. In essence, Words to Live By, made up of radio addresses and speeches he delivered from the 1960s through the 1980s. 40 years ago, the Russians were still on the march, just like today. Then, of course, it was known as the Soviet Union, and the threat that their ballistic missiles, a mass of SS-20s, all along the borders of Eastern Europe and East Berlin, well, the threat they posed not only to the United States but to Europe as well, was unrelenting and terrifying. European leaders were begging President Reagan to do something, complaining that the presence of SS-20s armed with nuclear warheads felt like the Russians had a gun to their heads. But European leaders were afraid to speak publicly against the Soviets because they were afraid the Soviets would cut off their energy, as Europe relied on them for fuel. And the Soviets knew that their power over Western Europe was based on energy. So, President Reagan was determined to find a new path for the American people, one to eliminate permanently the threat of nuclear war for the entire human race. In this podcast, we'll talk about a dynamic new exhibit at the Reagan Library that combines artifacts and information on President Reagan's plan to protect America, known as the Strategic Defense Initiative, and actual artifacts from George Lucas's film series, Star Wars. The exhibit is now open, entitled Defending America and the Galaxy, SDI and Star Wars. In addition to SDI artifacts, there are Star Wars treasures like a land speeder, a Dykstraflex camera, Princess Leia's dress, oh, and more fascinating items. But first, let's begin with a message from our 40th president.
Let me share with you a vision of the future which offers hope.
Always the optimist, Ronald Reagan believed it was in his power to make a safer world.
The most basic duty that any president and any people share, the duty to protect and strengthen the peace.
He wanted the American people to understand exactly his intentions so he would clarify his objectives by speaking to them directly from the Oval Office.
The defense policy of the United States is based on a simple premise. The United States does not start fights. We will never be an aggressor. We maintain our strength in order to deter and defend against aggression, to preserve freedom and peace.
So he announced in a nationally televised address in March 1983 how he envisioned a system to defend against any intercontinental ballistic missile attack on the U.S. It was called the Strategic Defense Initiative, or SDI. And he posed this question to the American people.
What if free people could live secure in the knowledge that their security did not rest upon the threat of instant U.S. retaliation to deter a Soviet attack, that we could intercept and destroy strategic ballistic missiles before they reached our own soil or that of our allies?
Why would such a system be so valuable and so necessary?
For 20 years, the Soviet Union has been accumulating enormous military might. They didn't stop when their forces exceeded all requirements of a legitimate defensive capability, and they haven't stopped now. During the past decade and a half, the Soviets have built up a massive arsenal of new strategic nuclear weapons, weapons that can strike directly at the United States. As an example, the United States introduced its last new intercontinental ballistic missile, the Minuteman III, in 1969. And we're now dismantling our even older Titan missiles. But what has the Soviet Union done in these intervening years? Well, since 1969, the Soviet Union has built 5 new classes of ICBMs and upgraded these 8 times. As a result, their missiles are much more powerful and accurate than they were several years ago, and they continue to develop more, while ours are increasingly obsolete. The same thing has happened in other areas. Over the same period, the Soviet Union built 4 new classes of submarine-launched ballistic missiles and over 60 new missile submarines. We built 2 new types of submarine missiles and actually withdrew 10 submarines from strategic missions. The Soviet Union built over 200 new backfire bombers and their brand new Blackjack bomber is now under development. We haven't built a new long-range bomber since our B-52s were deployed about a quarter of a century ago. And we've already retired several hundred of those because of old age. Indeed, despite what many people think, our strategic forces only cost about 15% of the defense budget.
And here's his plan.
I call upon the scientific community in our country, those who gave us nuclear weapons, to turn their great talents now to the cause of mankind and world peace, to give us the means of rendering these nuclear weapons impotent and obsolete.
You'd think the world would celebrate with such a protective concept, but that didn't happen. SDI was immediately ridiculed as Star Wars by critics. Even the New York Times called the initiative a pipe dream, a projection of fantasy into policy. Yuri Andropov, who led the Soviet Union at the time, protested that SDI was a strike weapon. Well, nothing was farther from the truth. 10 years later, after the fall of the Soviet Union, one of the Soviet generals who led their Department on Strategic Analysis, well, he confessed that they knew they could not defeat SDI and that SDI defeated all their possible countermeasures.
The Strategic Defense Initiative has been labeled Star Wars, but it isn't about war. It's about peace. It isn't about retaliation. It's about prevention. It isn't about fear. It's about hope. And in that struggle, if you'll pardon my stealing a film line, the force is with us.
More about Ronald Reagan's Strategic Defense Initiative and the new Star Wars exhibit at the Reagan Library right after this message.
The Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation is the nonprofit organization created by President Reagan himself and specifically charged by him with continuing his legacy and sharing his principles: individual liberty, economic opportunity, global democracy, and national pride. We must remain vigilant and work together to share these conservative principles with younger generations. Your role is critical to move our mission forward. Thank you for your continued support. Please visit ReaganFoundation.org/give. That's ReaganFoundation.org/give.
Now, back to the story. So, why combine the exhibit with artifacts from Star Wars as well? Well, actually, both men, George Lucas and Ronald Reagan, were very much alike. Both innovators and optimists, their resolve to create a different world, a better world, was a shared mission. Let's go back to 1977, when the inventive George Lucas premiered his first Star Wars movie entitled A New Hope. Yeah, it sounds like it could be a campaign slogan, but it wasn't. With a meager budget of $11 million, the first Star Wars movie grasped a hold on our collective imaginations and ultimately encompassed three trilogies, along with several spin-offs. At the time, in the mid-70s, Lucas didn't think moviegoers needed another angry, socially relevant film. Remember, the timing is just after the Vietnam War ended, and reality-based movies like Apocalypse Now, The Godfather, Patton, well, they dominated the screen. Lucas felt the world needed something more positive, taking kids away from reality to exotic lands and bizarre creatures. Well, that really fulfilled a higher calling for him. Did he imagine three trilogies from the start? No, but he feared a whole generation of kids were growing up without fairy tales and fantasies. And his vision changed filmmaking entirely. His goal? Well, he said it was to create a kind of immaculate realism in a totally unreal and fantasy world. He even called it a science that he made up. Well, we now realize how extremely farsighted he was, able to see that the world was changing and what we needed was a return to myths, to hope, and to optimism. Bottom line from the outset, Lucas's Star Wars project was different from anything that existed in the sci-fi genre. Determined to create a simple and understandable tale for mass audiences, Lucas wanted to impress everyone visually. It was with this goal in mind that he set up the visual effects studio Industrial Light and Magic, or ILM. That was back in May 1975. His vision for his first film, A New Hope, included a number of elaborate, dare we say epic, spaceship shots and even frenetic dogfights spectacularly executed in space. That led visual effects supervisor John Dykstra, who Lucas brought on early, to develop a computer-controlled motion camera system that could be used to film complex miniature spaceship battle scenes against a blue screen that would then be optically composited into star fields and other backgrounds. Both Ronald Reagan and George Lucas were visionaries, leaders, optimists, who saw a need and found a solution. As Lucas's innovations changed the filmmaking industry, so too did Ronald Reagan's Strategic Defense Initiative. We invite you to visit this exciting exhibit at the Reagan Library.
American freedom was once protected by musket and ball. Today, scientific advancements are changing the way we think about our security.
Thank you for listening. For more information on the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute, including information on how to become a member, information on upcoming exhibits at the Reagan Library, and more information on the legacy of President Reagan, please visit ReaganFoundation.org. And don't forget to like and follow the Reagan Foundation on all social media platforms.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Words to Live By podcast in your iTunes or Google Play stores and on other podcast platforms as they become available. New episodes of Words to Live By come out every Tuesday. Like what you hear? Check out our A Reagan Forum podcast featuring great speeches delivered at the Reagan Library. New episodes drop every Thursday. And don't forget to follow at Ronald Reagan on Facebook, at Ronald Reagan 40 on Twitter, and Reagan Foundation on YouTube. Also, search for us on SoundCloud and Stitcher.